the Yehirot Zoin that we say after Berachas HaShachar. We finished, last week we finished up to our Gemel Chasadim Tovim Lama Yisrael. Now, when I say we finished, we should know that we haven't even scratched the surface. But we want to get somewhere. And it's Baruch Hashem been over a year already. We've been giving the shiur almost every week, and we have gotten from Vaidani until here. So Hashem, we should all live till 120 years, at least, huh? And by then we should be up to Baruch Shama. What? So today we're going to try to do the whole Yehirot Zayin. We'll get in as much as we can, even though on this Yehirot Zayin itself, we could definitely spend a couple weeks. But as I mentioned, we need to get moving a little bit. So this Yehirot Zayin differs between Nesach Sfar and Nesach Ashkenaz. And as much as I don't really know what goes on in the Ashkenaz Seder, I'll try to explain the Nusach Sfard. The Yerot Zayin, Nusach Sfard has, and this Yerot Zayin has everything Nusach Ashkenaz has plus. So here it goes. Yerot Zayin milvanecha Hashem alekai velekei avisai. May it be your will, Hashem, my God, and the God of my forefathers. Shetatileni hayoyim v'chol yoyim, that you save me today and every day. May azefonim, from brazen people, u'me azus ponim. Now, the art scroll translates "May Azus Panim" from brazenness. We'll soon see what the what "May Azus Panim" really means. May Odom Ra, from an evil man. May Yetzera, from an evil inclination. May Chavera, from an evil friend. Mishochen ra, from an evil neighbor. Mipegara, from an evil mishap. Me'ayin hara, from an evil eye. Miloshein hara, from evil speech. Mimalshinus, from informers. Me'edus sheker, from false witness. Misinas habriyos, from hatred of others. Me'alila, from a libel. Me'misa meshuna, from an unnatural death. Me'chaloyim roim, from harmful illnesses. Should be evil illnesses. Me'mikrim roim, from bad occurrences. Me'sot namashchis. Misot Namashchis means from the destructive Satan. Medin Kasha, from a harsh judgment. Mibal Din Kasha, from a harsh opponent. Whether he is a member of the covenant or not. Umedino shel Gehinnom, and from the judgment of Gehinnom. First, let's talk about the source of this Yehirot Zayin. The source of this Yehirot Zayin is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara goes through a whole slew of Tanoim and Amiroim, of what they used to daven for when they would conclude their Shemoneh Esrei. Each and every one of the Tanoim and Amiroim that are listed here would say a short prayer of their own after they would conclude Shemoneh Esrei. And there are 12 such Tanoim and Amiroim mentioned here in the Gemara. It goes all the way from Tezayin Amad Beis all the way to Yudzayin Amad Aleph. And one of these tefillahs that are mentioned here are a tefillah that we actually say when we finish Shemoneh Esrei. It is the Mar Breid Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina, Ki Hava Masayim Tzoloi, say when he would finish his davening, when he would finish his Shemoneh Esrei, Omar Hochi would say like this, Elikai, Nitzor L'shoni Meiro, Vesef Soi Samadavim Mirma. These are the words that we say when we finish Shemoneh Esrei. This is one of the tefillahs mentioned here in this Gemara. The tefillah that we say after Shemoneh Esrei, Elikai Nitzor. This Yehi Rotzayin that we say after Berachas HaShachar is also mentioned here. Says the Gemara, Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Basar Tzoloisei, this is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, when he finished his davening, when he finished his Shemoneh Esrei, Amar Hachi, he said like this, Yehi Rotzayin Milfanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, it should be your will, Hashem, our God and the God of our forefathers, Shetatzileinu, you should save us. May Azay ponim, may Azus ponim, may Odom ra, mi Pegara, mi Yetzara, mi Chavara, mi Shachanra, mi Sotna Mashchis, mi Din Kosha, mi Balin Kosha, mi Enshu Bembris, mi Enshu Bembris. So, this is the source for the tefillah, this Gemara. And what we need to understand is, number one, if it's supposed to be said after Shemoneh Esrei, why do we say it after Berachas HaShachar? Number two, there are 12 tefillahs mentioned here. Why did we pick the tefillah of Rebbe out of all the tefillahs? That this is the one that we say after Berachas HaShachar, out of all the others. Number three, we add to Rebbe's tefillah. The one that I just mentioned in my siddur is much longer than Rebbe's tefillah. I added Ayin Hara, Lashon Hara, Malshinas, Mei, the Shekem, Sinas, Abriyas, Me'alila, Me'mis, Meshunim, Mechloim, Noim, Me'mikim, Noim, Me'sat, Namashchis. None of those are mentioned here. Actually, Sat, Namashchis is mentioned here. Besides, but all those other ones are added. Another thing, we say this tefillah in Lashon Yachid, we say it in the singular. We say, Yirotzai milfanech Hashem alekai velekei avisai. My God, and the God of my forefathers. In the Gemara it says, he said, Yirotzai milfanech Hashem alekeinu velekei aviseinu. Why did we change from the Gemara? The Gemara is saying Lashon Rabim in the plural, and we say it Lashon Yachid. And all the commentaries on the Siddur, these are questions that are all asked, and different answers are given. In one of the Sfarim, I believe it's the Yavitz. So first of all, the Chachanover says, Yotak is supposed to, you should change from the Lashon of the Gemara. You should say in plural, Yerotam Ufanach Hashem, like Kainu, like Avizainu. Don't change. Don't say, like Kainu, like Avizai. And he changed it back to the Nusach of the Gemara. Oh, so the Yavit says that the reason why we change is because he said it after Shemoneh Esrei. In the Gemara, Rebbe said it after Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, he davened with a minion. So therefore, he said it in the plural. He said it like Kainu, like Avizainu. Whereas we say it after Berachas HaShachar, which could be said B'Yechidus also. Could be said. So that's why we say it in the singular. Go ahead.
But the previous year, the one just starts as a noun, in the plural.
Right. That's the kasha that they all ask on the Yavetz. So, very good. Paul's asking, why do we say that the bracha of, if indeed we're saying this b'yachidus, so then the yiratim before that, we do say v'loshan rabbim, we say yiratim v'nach Hashem l'keinu l'ke'eveseinu. So make up your mind. If you're saying b'yachidus, then say everything v'loshan yachid. If you're saying b'rabbim, then say everything v'loshan rabbim. And what makes his kasha even more difficult, because when you look in the Gemara, Mesechtas Brachos Daf Samach, where that yiratim is brought down, it says it in the singular. It says, right? So that one's written in the singular in the Gemara. We say it in the plural. And this one here is said in the Gemara in the plural. We say it in Lashon, Yachid. So the answer to that kasha is that the first Yehirat sign belongs to Berachas HaShachar. Now, if you look into the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach, the Gemara lists how you should say the Berachas HaShachar. Right? When you stand up, you should say Baruch Matar. When you sit up, you should say Matar Asudim. When you stand up, you should say Zakev Kifufim. When you get dressed, you should say Malva Sharumim. Right? Each bracha has its time that you make it. However, our minhag is, no. You say it all together in shul. Oh, so now we understand. The Gemara said that the first Yirat sign you say in Lashon Yachid, because according to the Gemara, you say it in your home. Shtargilenu b'sar esach still belongs to Kadmasha Ape when you're washing your face. Right? You say, Amar v'sheinu meheinu, yisnu m'miyafapo, Yirat sign mufanacha. That's all one long bracha. So a person is saying it in the comfort of his own home when he's washed, after he washed his face. So the Gemara says you say it in Lashon Yachid. But we say it in Shul, so we say it with Lashon Rabbim. This Yiratzan here is not on the Seder of the Brachas. It's not in the order of the Brachas. It doesn't belong to Berachas HaShachar. It doesn't have to be said in Shul. So therefore, it's written with Lashon Yachid. Whereas in the Gemara, he was saying it right after Shemoneh Esrei, says with Lashon Rabbim. The Chakanova explains that the reason this tefillah was chosen out of all the other tefillahs is because out of this whole list of Tanoim HaMayroim, we know that the rule in Shas is that the halacha is kibasra. The halacha is always like the latest opinion in time. Why? Because the latest opinion saw all the previous opinions and nevertheless determined a certain way. So that's what we always paskin like the latest, like the Basra. The Rebbe is the latest of all the Tanoim. The last Tana was Rebbe. It was Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. The last Amora was Marbrei D'Ravina. So after Berachas HaShachar, we say Rebbe's Yiratzen. And after Shemoneh Esrei, we say Ma'arei B'nei D'Rav Ashi's. The last Tana and the last Amora. Now, why do we say it if Rebbe said it after Shemoneh Esrei, why do we say it after Berachas HaShachar? So the Chakanova says very interesting. He says that there are 18 Berachas HaShachar corresponding to the 18 Berachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, if you count them, there's Ashenos Nasach Vivina, Shalei Asani Goy, Shalei Asani Yovet, Shalei Asani Yisha, Pekei Chibra, Malvashirim, Matar Asurim, Zekev Fivim, Zekev Fivim,
that's 15.
Then you have on the Tilas Yadayim, Asher Yotzar, and the Kain Neshama is another 3. So those are 18. The 18 brachas we say in the morning correspond to the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. After Shemoneh Esrei,
we need to say the Yirotza, the tefillah of the last Amora, which is the kind of tzor. But so after this 18, after this Shmanesre, these Shmanesre brachas in the morning, we say the tefillah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What? No, they're not part of Brachas HaShachar. These, all 18 of those, are Brachas HaShachar. Those are Brachas HaMitzvahs. The Maharshal actually writes that he refuses to say the Yirotzen here after Brachas HaShachar. He says it after Shemoneh Esrei, because that's what it says in the Gemara to do. But we have our Siddur, we do the way our Siddur says. Now, interesting, we asked, why do we add, if there's a tefillah written in the Gemara here, so why do we add tefillahs here? We asked so many more things during this Yirotzen. The tour brings this tefillah. Shulchan Aruch, this Yirotzen is not brought altogether. But in tour it is brought. And the lashon of the tour is, it says, he says, well, I'm a Yirotzen, you should say Yirotzen ad She'en HaBemris, until the word She'en HaBemris. The im yirtza lahoysif bakoshis oid, if a person wants to add more requests, here's the place to do so. Here you're allowed to. You don't have to be concerned. Ordinarily, we're not allowed to add anything to the tefillahs that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established for us. They established what we're supposed to daven, and we're not supposed to add or subtract. They had their reasons, and we don't question. We daven what they told us to daven. However, this tefillah is the tefillah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh's own tefillah. It's not a tefillah that was established by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Therefore, says the Torah, there is no problem of changing. There is no problem of adding. So the Torah says explicitly in that it doesn't say what you should add. All he says is here you're allowed to add. So just in case anybody wants to add a special tefillah in the morning, in the middle of this Yirotzen is the place to add it. Torah says so explicitly. What? Here, this Yirotzen.
When
you're saying Shtatileini Hayoyim, you should only say bad things. You want to be saved from good things. But
no, but you know what? Yeah. So everything has to be bad.
Just keep us away from bad things. Right?
Which Nusach is it the short Nusach or the longer Nusach?
I mentioned the Gemara does not have all of ours. Everything that we say in Nusach Sfarad,
so they
I don't know what's in Nusach Ashkenaz. What?
Maybe the Shlomo was Moshe.
I don't know who is Moshe. It's actually the Arizal was Moshe. The Arizal says that a person should daven every morning to save us from seven bad things. And here they're all listed here. Adam Ra, Yetzer Ra, Mechaber Ra, Meshachan Ra, Mepeger Ra, Me'ain Ra, Meloshan Ra. Seven. Yeah. No, I said seven. Again. Adam Ra, from a bad person. Mechaber Ra, from a bad friend. Meshachan Ra, from a bad neighbor. Meyetzer Ra, from a bad inclination. Meayin Ra, from a bad eye. No. Meloshan Ra, from evil speech. I'm missing one. Pegar Ra, from a bad encounter. Encounter. I heard from Rav Schlesinger Munzi that the reason why this tefillah was chosen over all the other tefillahs, because the Gemara concludes here that Rebbe said this tefillah, V'avagav the kaime kitzutza alei the Rebbe. Now, what does that mean? Says Rashi that Rebbe was always surrounded by bodyguards. Rebbe was very close to the to Antoninus, to the king of Rome. And Antoninus appointed bodyguards for Rebbe. That Rashi says, "Shall you show it to him? I'm the mitzvahs Antoninus. Lahakos liinokim kol I'm the malav." Antoninus appointed bodyguards around Rebbe that they should hit and take revenge from anybody who tries to start up with him. So the Gemara says that despite the fact that Rebbe was surrounded by bodyguards, he was davening that Hashem should save him from a bad person, from a bad encounter, from a bad friend, from a bad neighbor, from a bad justice, from a bad opponent. What was he afraid of? He had bodyguards. Elamai, what Rebbe was teaching us is, no matter how many bodyguards you have, if you don't have the Rebbeinu Shalom, nobody is going to help you. You still need to daven. No matter how sure a person is of their situation, no matter how secure a person feels, a person needs to daven to Hashem. That is the significance of Rebbe's tefillah. And that's why that tefillah specifically was chosen, to be the one that we should daven. That no matter how secure a person feels with any situation that they are in, whether it's their panasa, whether it's their shalom bayis, whether it's the success of their children, no matter how secure a person feels, a person should never hesitate to daven. Because without siyata dishmaya, everything can fall apart. Chas v'shalom. Now going back to the beginning of the Hirotza. Me'azei panim. So first we ask Hashem should rescue me today from brazen men. From brazen people. Which means that people shouldn't be brazen to me. People shouldn't be chutzpedik, right? Azus panim means chutzpedik. Me'azus panim. Save me from azus panim. Now, as I mentioned before, our scroll translates from brazenness. And truly, the Avodram says that what we're asking for is that I shouldn't be brazen to others. I ask first that Hashem should save me from brazen people, but Hashem save me that I shouldn't be brazen to others. I shouldn't be chutzpedik to others. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, "May azus panim shelo yatziu alai laz mamzeres." That save me, that people shouldn't. There shouldn't be a rumor that I'm a mamzer. That's what Rashi says. What does it have to do with Azus Panim? Because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that a sign of a mamzer is that they're chutzpedik. Mid chotzef kula hai, the Gemara says shma min mamzeru. If somebody's a real Azus Panim, a real Mechutzif, it's a sign, it's a simon that they're a mamzer. So when we ask, save me from Azus Panim, it means save me that there shouldn't be a rumor that I'm an Azus Panim. There shouldn't be a rumor that I'm a mamzer. We continue. May Adam Ra, Meyetzera, Mechavera. Save me from a bad person, from a bad inclination, and from a bad friend. Now, once we said Meyodamra from a bad person, why do we need to ask Mechavera that Hashem should save us from a bad friend? Bad friend is a bad person. So there's a famous vort from the Beis Halevi. When Yaakov Avinu asked, when Yaakov Avinu sent the angels to Esav, and they came back to report that Esav was coming with 400 men, Yaakov davened, "Hatzileni no miad ochi miad Esav, save me from my brother from Esav, from the hand of my brother from the hand of Esav." And the Beis Halevi asks, "What is the double expression?" So the Beis Halevi answers that Yaakov was afraid of two things. Number one, maybe Esav would come as a bad person and try to destroy him. And that's why he asked, Hatzileini nami ad Esav. That's why he said, save me from Esav. But Yaakov was equally afraid that Esav would act like his brother. He was afraid that Esav would want to be close to him. And since Esav was a Rasha, he wasn't somebody that he wanted to be close to. He was afraid for himself that he would be influenced by Esav. He was afraid for his children. So he was afraid of two things. Hatzileini nami ad achi, save me that he shouldn't be my brother. I'm not looking for brotherhood with him. And miyad Esav, and save me from, if he doesn't want to be my brother, if he wants to be Esav or Russia, and he wants to destroy me, save me from him then as well. They say that one of the, I don't remember who they say this, that they asked the Kasha, it says, Pashas told us, that when Rivka went through the Beis Avodah Zarah, when she was pregnant, when Rivka would go through the Beis Avodah Zarah, Esav mafarches lotes. Esav wanted to get out. When she went through the Beis HaMedrash, Yaakov mafarches lotes. Yaakov wanted to go out. So he asked, I understand why Esav wanted to go out by the Beis Avodah Zarah. He wanted to go to Avodah Zarah. But Yaakov, Chazal tell us that in a mother's womb there's a malach that teaches the children Torah. So I understand why Esav wanted to get out. He didn't want to learn Torah. He wanted to go to the Beis Avodah Zarah. But Yaakov has a malach teaching him Torah. Why did he want to go out when he came to the Beis Medrash? And he answered, because he had bad company. And even if you're learning from a malach, if you have bad company, it's not a place to be. So when he came to the Beis Medrash, Yaakov wanted to get out. Didn't want to be in Yaakov's company. So Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. And that's what we ask for. That save us both from Adam Ra, from a bad person, meaning a person that's bad, or Mechaver Ra, save me from somebody that's bad that wants to be Mechaver. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. And Ochi happens to be a Rosh HaTevis of Adam, Chaver, Yetzer. Right? We ask over here, Tzileini me Adam Ra, me Yetzer Ra, me Chaver Ra. Rosh HaTevis Ochi, that save us from a bad person, even if he wants to be my friend. Or specifically because he wants to be my friend. Mishochan Ra, then we add to ask, save me from a bad neighbor. And that is, even if this person doesn't want to harm me, and even if this person doesn't want to be my friend, it's not good to have a bad neighbor. We find, was it Parshas Korach? Right? Oyle Rasha, oyle Shcheinoi. It's woe is to a Rasha, woe is to their neighbor. And the reason for this is because Chazal tell us that if somebody sees someone else doing an Avera and they do not object, then they are considered partners in crime. They're considered a shutif to that Avera. So if somebody has a Shachan Ra, it is most probable that they will see them do Averis, and they might not object, and that can end up causing the person, that's the Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheinoi, woes to the Rasha, woes to the neighbor, that a person can end up getting caught up in their neighbor's sins as well. The next three are mipega ra, meayna ra, meloshina ra. From a bad encounter, from a bad eye, and a bad tongue. So to understand this on a bit of a deeper level, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Mi ha'isha chafetz chayim, oy hei v'yamim lirois toiv. Who is a person who wants life, who loves days to see good? Netzor l'shoin chameira. Guard your tongue from evil. Chassam Sefer explains this pasuk that a yid is obligated to believe that kol ma the avid rachman of the tav avid. Everything that Hashem does is for the good. So when things happen, when a person encounters something that seems to be bad, we're not supposed to interpret it as something bad, because it has to be, since it happened, it has to be good. In addition to that, there are many things, many situations, where if the person would actually look intently, the person would find the good in the situation. What a person should never do, says the Chassam Sofer, is say something bad happened. So he says this is what David HaMelech is telling us. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, somebody wants life, oy hei v'yamim, a person, how does a person come to love the days of his life? The way to do that is lirois toiv. Always see goodness in whatever happens. Netzor l'shoin chomeira, be very careful. Guard your tongue from saying that it's bad. And then you will be a person who is oyehev yamim. You will end up being a person who will love, you will love your days. Because lirois toiv, you will always see the goodness. Netzor l'shoin chomeira. And this is what we're asking for over here. Mi pegara, save me from seeing an encounter as bad. Why would I see that? Mi ayinra, because I have a bad eye. I have an eye that's looking at the bad instead of looking for the good. Mi lashonra, and I'm even saying that it's bad. No, it's a good happening. It's a good encounter. I'm going to see the good, and I'm going to say it's good. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, save me, mi pegaro, mi ayinro, mi loshanero. I mentioned a couple weeks ago was Parshas Shlach, Parshas of the Meraglim. So I asked, why is it that when the Meraglim are listed, it says, Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe. To the tribe of Yosef, the tribe of Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. Lemate Ephraim, Hoshea Ben Nun. It doesn't say Lemate Yosef, Lemate Ephraim. It says Lemate Yosef, by Menashe, it says Lemate Yosef, by Ephraim also. So there's a word from the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke says on the pasuk, it says when Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, they came to a place called Mora. It says they couldn't drink water from Mora because they were bitter. And we usually understand the pasuk meaning that the water was bitter. So the Kotzke, no, that's not shot in the pasuk. They couldn't drink the water from Mora because they were bitter. The Yidden were bitter. And when you, whatever you give a bitter person is going to taste bitter. Whatever a bitter person sees is bitter. Whatever a bitter person hears is bitter. Whatever a bitter person tastes is bitter. Lo yachlu nishtes mayim imara. The reason why they couldn't drink water from Mara Kimara Mayim because they were bitter. We need to, a yid is obligated to be a positive person, to look at things positively, to see the positive, to see the goodness in every thing, in every person, in every situation. It shouldn't be a pegara, because we need to have, we can't have an iron ra, and we can't have a loshan ra. Everything needs to be toiv. Here we have Meraglim that went into the Eretz Toive, a land that the Rebbeinu Shlomo says is good. And all these Meraglim could see was the negative. Only Hoshea, Yehoshua, and Kolev were able to see the goodness. Toive Ha'aretz Moed Moed. They saw the goodness of the land. The entire reason we're in Golos now, and the reason why we went into Golos Mitzrayim, was all because of Sinas Chinam, right? Which is seeing the bad in people. Sinas Chinam comes through Lashon Hara, talking bad about people. And it came about, and Mitzrayim is also because of that. Yosef HaTzadik. Right? Yosef saw the bad in his brothers, brought it to his father. That's what caused Golos Mitzrayim. So Yosef was, at least started out, as a person that focused on the negative. And that's what landed us in Mitzrayim. When he had his first child, Yosef had his first child, he named the child Menashe. Why? Kinashani Hashem is kol amali v'es kol v'esalvi. He was still focused on the negative. Hashem helped me forget all the bad in my father's home, all the... So he was still focused on the negative. And named his child Menashe. It wasn't until Ephraim was born that Yosef was already focused on the positive. Ki Efrani Elokim Eretzoni, Hashem multiplied me in this land. So Menashe was a product of negativity. So the Meragel, the spy from Shevet Menashe, saw negativity. Lemata Yosef, the Mata Menashe. Mata Menashe was a product of Mata Yosef, not Mata Ephraim. Lemata Ephraim was Shevet Benun. But Ephraim, which was a product of the positive, that was Hoshea ben Nun who saw the positive. A yid needs to work on themselves to see the positive in every encounter, in everything, in every person. And we ask Hashem to save us mipegara, meayinara, meloshanara. Save us from bad encounters. There's no such thing as bad encounters. They're all good encounters. May Ayinra from seeing the bad, Meloshinara, and from saying that things are bad. It's late already. Now, we conclude here with words that are not in the Gemara. By the way, there's much more to be said here, but time doesn't allow it. What we conclude, Medina Shel Gehinnom, that Hashem should save us from the judgment of Gehinnom. It's very difficult words. Because we say over here, we start out, Shetatzileinu Hayoyim V'Vachol Yoyim, save us today and every day. So all these things that we mentioned are relevant to every day. Medina Shel Gehinnom is not till after 120. Why are we asking Hashem to save us today and every day, Medina Shel Gehinnom? And I'd like to suggest that perhaps what our tefillah is that our yira, every yid is supposed to have yira shemayim, we're supposed to have fear of heaven. And we would like our fear of heaven to be a sense of awe of Hashem's greatness. If the reason we aren't doing Averis is because we're afraid of Gehenna, it's a very lowly type of fear. It's all selfish. Appropriate Yira is Yira Saramimus. It's a sense of being in the presence of the Almighty. That's what true Yira is. What we're asking Hashem is to save us, Medina Shalgenim, save us today and every day, that we shouldn't have to be deterred by Medina Shalgenim. That shouldn't be our deterrent. Our deterrent should be the fact that we are in your presence. So they should help them, that we should all be zeicha to be saved today and every day from all the things that are listed in this Yehiratzen, and we should always see the good in everything and everybody in every situation. And should be zeicha bekarev to the ultimate good, b'vias Mashiach tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.